Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Well, Kiara, I have a two charges on my credit card from you all, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I'm Margaret Sanders, and it's on my MasterCard. One of them was a $5.74, and it was October the 31st, and then November the 6th, I have $62.32, and I do not know. I don't think I ordered anything.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
38485.
Thank you. So your name is Margaret Sanders?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
It's P.O. Box 337, Waynesboro, Tennessee, 38485. And my physical address, I guess I better give it to you. It's 601 Joe Sevier Drive, Waynesboro, Tennessee, 38485.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
What did I order?
Okay, ma'am, it says here that on October 31st, you enter into a sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid mixer, kitchen cookware set, one of the two. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't remember doing that at all. Well, what's the 6732?
Because whoever charged. I'm sorry.
I did not get anything. I did not get a cookware set or nothing.
You entered. Whoever made the charge entered to win a chance of winning that kitchen cookware set. And because that person did not cancel, it said in the terms and conditions that you will be charge $67.32 a month, and it will increase your chances of winning.
Well, I was at,
ma'am.
I don't want no more charges for me to win nothing.
Okay, I can cancel the account for you, so you will not be charged anymore in the future.
What about this other?
This would be considered fraud, and we take fraud very seriously. Before I cannot do anything to the account, I will have to transfer you to the fraud department.
Well, that or I'm going to deny it from the card. I'm just going to deny it from my card.
So you don't remember saying anything, oh, you won a free KitchenAid mixer or anything like that?
Well, I think that now KitchenAid mixer sounds more familiar to me than that.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about. That's it.
And had to pay $67.32 a month just to win it?
No, ma'am, you paid $5.74 to enter to win. It was a sweepstakes. And it said in the terms and conditions that if you do not win, you will be charged $67.32, and you will also receive a gift card.
I was not. I didn't do all that. I did not.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Okay, but you gonna cut? Don't charge me for no more.
I canceled the account for you, so you can't be charged no more in the future.
Well, if you do, I'm gonna put it as fraud because I didn't do that.
You forgot to cancel, yes, ma'am.
Yes, hello.
It didn't say to cancel it.
Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
I didn't get anything to read.
It was on the page or whatever you made the $5.74 charge at.
Well, just cancel it. Don't charge me no more.
Okay, that's canceled. As far as that refund, I can offer you a 35% refund for that $67.32.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment.
Still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have refunded you $23.56. That should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
And that's 22 what?
$23.56.
$23.56.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but please don't charge no more.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.